Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. I'm your host, Alex Jones.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
If you want to win, you got to fight. That doesn't mean you sit there and think about winning. You throw a punch and see what happens. You keep throwing punches till you know you won. There's a big article up on Infowars.com. It's got the live feed. And it's got the headline, "It's Happening." Across the United States and across the world. Here, I can pull up my phone for you. There is a massive, massive, massive rebellion going on against the globalists. It's happening. Thousands of churches rebel against UN-controlled lockdown. Did you know it's the UN running it all? The UN that dictates it on record? On this critical transmission, Alex Jones interviews preachers and others saying no to the UN takeover that's eradicating the First Amendment and so much more. That's coming up next segment. But I wanted to play this little short report that the lockdown is Cloward and Piven 2.0. And they admit, now Bernie Sanders and the Democrats and the socialists and the communists and the UN, that this will teach us that we're not essential. This will teach us that we can work from home. This can teach us we're all locked up. This can teach us where we go and what we do. And our calories and our carbon's got to be tracked. This is the big final revolution. This is the big Antichrist takeover. This is the big move, folks. This isn't like business as usual. This is the moment that it all collapses out from under us, but it's okay because the Antichrist only rules for a short time. The devil sends the beast with wrath because he knows his time is short. Here is the report. It's at ban.video. Ban.video. Only way the dog hunts is you take it off the leash.
In the mid-1960s, communist professors Cloward and Piven developed a public plan to create a race war in America. But to be able to have that race war uprising that they believe would topple capitalism and create a communist superstate rivaling communist China, they knew they had to discredit the capitalist system first, which they couldn't compete with. Like Bernie Sanders complaining, why do you have 30 types of deodorant? Why aren't there lines as doors? He said, lines are good. You want lines.
Sometimes American journalists talk about how bad a country is because people are lining up for food. That's a good thing.
And so Cloward and Piven's strategy that got adopted by the Democrats said, we will create regulations and bureaucracy that shuts down American farms, ranches, industry. We'll tell people they're a service economy. Then almost everybody won't be able to take care of themselves, and we'll get the majority of people on welfare, and then we'll have local community organizers in exchange for the welfare. You'll have to politically do what they say, and you'll have to adopt whatever their agenda is, so you become slaves. It's a form of feudalism or serfdom. Now, they hadn't invented these strategies, but they had put it into a codified political idea that was paid for by U.S. taxpayers and adopted. So now let's look at the year 2020. Trump's having to come out and try to emergency stabilize farms and ranches. He's trying to create federal programs to get the food in because the Democrats shut all these areas down and told folks, if you stay open, you'll get sued, you'll be liable. Because if anybody gets COVID, your meatpacking plant has to be shut down. It doesn't matter that in all these big plants, everyone was asymptomatic. You test positive for it, it's a fraudulent test from Bill and Melinda Gates, now shut down by the FDA for fraud. That matter now. Because the mission was accomplished, the fraudulent test, to everybody at the meatpacking facilities in other areas be shut down, because if one person's got it, you got to shut down. This was an economic warhead, a bomb, detonating. And now, Trump is desperately trying to restart the economy, and I'm here to tell you, I hope he can. I think he may be able to. It's still going to be rough, but it's going to be very, very hairy. It's going to be very, very close. It is critical, though, to expose the Democrats, the Chi-Coms, and the globalists for hoaxing all of this with the media to create the collapse, or they're not going to stop. As long as they can get away with doing this and the public doesn't blame them, they'll keep doing it. The minute they're constituents blame them for what they're doing, they'll back off. So that's critical. Trump's doing the right stuff on this, but the Democrats are staying in place, trying to keep America shut down. So this is Cloward and Piven, writ large across the world, literally shutting down the once free Western world and making us domesticated and dependent, and then offering communism as the solution for the collapse the communists themselves have instituted with a bunch of rich billionaires, financing and all, who are offshore, ready to pick up the pieces. Don't be fools. Wake up now before it's too late.
This is the end, my friends. My only friends, the end. Of our elaborate plans, the end. Of everything that stands, the end. The safety, the delusion. It's all over, ladies and gentlemen. Because it was only the mirage of safety. Movies and partying and living like children, never growing up, never caring about other people. This delivered us into the hands of tyranny. Just like the history books show us, just like the Bible states, every time Israel became corrupt and evil and turned away from God, they were brought into captivity because their people sold out to special interest and were infiltrated by spies, and then they were enslaved. We are repeating that again today. Compliance and going along with this system leads to absolute bondage. InfoWars has decided to fight for freedom. And InfoWars has had great victory thanks to your support and your prayers.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I come to you, my friends, on this live Friday transmission with incredibly positive news. Just as it was our pastors who led the Revolutionary War's beginning in 1775, 1776, and made sure that the first words of government law in the Bill of Rights where Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or the press, the right of the people to peaceably assemble, petition the government for redress of grievance. Well, now in California, of all places, 1,200 California pastors agree to reopen May 31st in defiance of stay-at-home order. They have no jurisdiction. But leading the way is Baltimore pastor who's taking action. We really appreciate him saying that the cease and desist order does not trump his First Amendment and God's law. God tells us how to worship him. Nobody else does. We're going to go to this amazing pastor who I'm already aware of and his great work, Stacy Shiflett from the Calvary Baptist Church. But first, let's go to the clip.
So newsflash, Pharaoh doesn't get to dictate to God's people how they worship their God. God's the one that defines the parameters. God's the one that communicates his will and his plan for his church, not Egypt. And I'm telling you right now, with this cease and desist letter in my hand, the Bible says to the New Testament church, not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is, but so much the more as you see the day approaching. And the closer we get to Jesus coming back, the more church we ought to be having, not less church. Now that's God's parameters. So I'm tearing up this cease and desist order right here, and I'm telling you right now, we're going to do it God's way. We're going to do it God's way. God tells us how to worship him. Nobody else gets to do that.
Pastor, thank you for joining us. We really appreciate you coming on short notice. You've got to get in your car in a minute. We'll be able to continue talking next segment, but you've got the floor. There's nothing more fundamental than in America. This is even more fundamental than the Second Amendment. I mean, it comes first. Explain to people the history of this and why you're doing this and where you see all this going and what you think's behind this move to say that churches are non-essential.
Well, thank you so much for allowing me to be able to get on here and make my case for safe reopening of our churches. They should have never been shut down in the first place. But the point that you're making is this: if we as Christians, if we as church people, if men of God and pastors across this land, if we do not insist on our fundamental rights and freedoms to have church and assemble, then tell me who will. I mean, we get up in the pulpits and we preach to our people about the Old Testament heroes, about Daniel that was willing to pray and civil disobedience and pray and be thrown in the lion's den. We talk about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego being willing to stand when the king told them to bow and they were cast into the fiery furnace. We've been told these stories our whole life. We've been preached our whole life about these men of God, the Old Testament prophets, the New Testament apostles. Paul spent much of his ministry in jail. He wrote much of the New Testament from jail because of civil disobedience. And yet we stand up in our pulpits and we tell these stories to our children and preach them to our people. We use them as examples of faith and how that we should stand for what's right and fight the good fight. And then this comes along and everybody just absolutely doesn't know what to do. And I'm not going to lie to you, Alex. I was in a very awkward position. This wasn't a true test in my estimation of the resolve of God's people and the resolve of pastors. When you throw in a foreign virus that mutates and you tell people that they can carry it and not know they have it, not have the symptoms, that people could die from it, I mean, that is very alarming. And so we, out of an abundance of caution and out of our concern for the unknowns, we just went to live stream. We started live stream, which we've been live streaming for years, but we only allowed the minimum inside the church, and we conducted our services just like we always
but
had.
But as soon as you figured out it wasn't caution, it was a power grab that was never going to end, you said no.
Well, that was part of it. I'm not going to lie to you. That was part of it. When I realized this, that we weren't told the truth about this virus, and there was it was blown out of proportion, in my estimation, now that's my opinion, then I began to realize, okay, this is going to become now a thing with politicians. Well, to make a long story short, we wrote letters for weeks. I was on Governor Hogan's faith-based work group with a bunch of other faith-based leaders to compile a list of protocols and procedures for safe reopening of the churches. About a week into that thing, I resigned. I told him I don't want nothing else to do with this. Take my name off of it. I don't want the name of my church or my name associated with these recommendations. It was absolutely unbelievable the stuff they were trying to impose on the churches. And so we moved forward with just planning a reopening for the 24th, which was this coming Sunday, Memorial Day weekend. We wrote a letter to our church. We said we're going to have policies and procedures in place. But whether the governor gives us permission or not, I hate using that word, but that's what it boiled down to. I said, we're going to go ahead and have church on the 24th. Well, little did I know that on the 13th, Governor Hogan would have a press conference on a Wednesday afternoon at 5 o'clock and open the state of Maryland and give churches a 50% capacity. And so I got up in the pulpit in our Wednesday night service and I said, praise the Lord, our prayers have been answered. We can have church again. And then on Thursday, the very next day, the Baltimore County Council executive stood up and made a press conference and shut the county, Baltimore County, back down, shut the churches down, made it even more restricted than
it was before.
So
the point is, you've tried to be reasonable, but they have no jurisdiction over you. And now Democrats are saying, we're going to bypass our own people when they do the right thing. We're going to keep America shut down for political purposes. You're saying, no, you don't have a political power like Pharaoh over the church.
I refuse to allow my church to be a pawn in their political games. And I refuse to continue to have to sit at the house and our people being forbidden to come to church when they want to be here. The thing that really irritates me is they act like I'm killing people and endangering people's lives by allowing the people in my church that have been calling me for weeks and begging me to let them come, to allow them to come. They act like it's unsafe and it's
well,
risky.
Well, it's all a lie. We know statistically suicides explode, and we know a lot of people's only family is their church. We know that all the strip centers and the strip bars and the strip clubs and the Walmarts and everything else can stay open, but churches, well, you're not essential. Well, that again, First Amendment, Pastor, they have no jurisdiction. But I get it. You were being reasonable. They weren't reasonable. So tell us about the cease and desist letter and what's happening next.
Okay, so out of a courtesy to the law enforcement, we went ahead and told them on Saturday the 16th that we were going to have services on Sunday. I had told my people at that church service on that Wednesday night after the governor opened the state, I said, we're going to have church Sunday. We'll see you here. We put tons of...
So you're not being rebellious. You're being faithful to God.
We're being faithful to God, but we're also being respectful and mindful of our responsibilities. We're not flaunting this. We were trying to stay within that 50% capacity like the governor had. I didn't like it. I don't think that was right, but we were doing it. I was not being obnoxious about it. We were complying. We take people's temperatures at the door, wearing, coming in with face masks on and all. I got all of our protocols listed on our church website. Here's the thing, Alex. The health department issued me a warning on that Saturday night and said, you do not need to have church tomorrow. If you do, you could be looking at Well, their exact words, it was very intimidating. It was.
And again, this is the WHO setting these protocols. It doesn't matter what the governor says now. It's the health department that takes orders from the NIH and takes orders from the UN.
It says the county has the right to impose significant penalties for violations of executive order. And so I got that Saturday night in an email at 10 o'clock where we went ahead and we had church twice on Sunday. We implemented all of our policies and procedures. Everybody was respectful of each other. We had about 188 people in a 600-seat auditorium on Sunday morning. And then on Sunday night, we had probably 150 or so people.
So you weren't even Monday near the night, governor's limit. You were actually following the governor's edict.
We were well below it. Then on Monday night, I got the second letter from the Department of Health Department. I understand, they never once came out and looked at our facilities. They never once came out and looked at all the signs we had on the doors. We got the water fountains wrapped up in plastic. We've got the children's ministry shut down. No choir practice, none of that. We canceled Sunday school classes at 10 o'clock. We're just having the main service at 11 and 5. I mean, we are going above and beyond.
Well, stay there. You've got to get in your car, but come back and tell us the rest of this, because you've gone above and beyond what's going on, but the bureaucrats have this particular lust all over the world to shut down churches. Why is that? With Pastor Stacy Shiflett on the other side, I'm Alex Jones. You can find him at Stacy Shiflett on Twitter, Calvary Baptist Church. That's CBC@DUNDLK.org. We'll put that up on screen. We'll be right back on the other side, because all over the country, it's the churches now coming together saying we're not going to back down. We're going to be open to the public. We are essential. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Basic First Amendment is under attack, and most people think it's about the press or free speech. Well, that comes after, and it's important. But it all comes out of the fount of religious freedom. All the wars were about that before. The state wants to be God. The left is obsessed with telling churches what to do, and we've seen everything else can open but churches. And then even when the state governments say you can open, the bureaucrats say you can't. Now, Pastor Stacy Shiflett has a great church, good people. Comes from a lot of great folks that travel around the world teaching the gospel. And I was already aware of who he was because he was exposing the globalist satanic pedophile rings where other major pastors are scared to do it. And that's all been confirmed to be accurate now. So I wanted you to be able to finish up as you're going to another meeting. We appreciate you being in your car while somebody drives you. With other points you'd like to make about where this is going, the cease and desist, what they plan to do to you. And then what do you think about California and other areas, thousands of preachers banding together with their flocks and saying, we're not submitting to this, and at the same time saying no. I think that's really the action, like black folks refusing to sit at the back of the bus and just say, you know what, we're sitting at the front of the bus, the back, the middle, wherever we want to sit. We paid the, you know, the ticket to get on the bus. I think this is about civil disobedience right now.
Exactly. And it's funny you mentioned that. I thought of that very analogy this morning, the civil rights movement, and I would hate to try to make a correlation to that.
Free speech is the same thing. I mean, it's all of us our right to assemble. If we can't assemble, we're slaves, brother.
Listen, when that little black lady said, I'm not going to sit in the back of that bus, I'm not going to get up, she started a revolution. It was civil disobedience. She wasn't ugly about it. She wasn't being a jerk about it. She wasn't threatening anybody. She was just standing up for her rights. And I want to tell you something. I know a lot of those churches in California. I know many of them. They're good men, good pastors, good people. They've got the governor of California's got his boot on their neck, and they're tired of it. And I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not the only one in this area. Maybe that little clip that went on the social media, maybe it got picked up and people saw it. But there are pastors all over the Northeast Corridor that's opening up this Sunday on the 24th. I'm talking about big churches, little churches. Some of them's high profile. Some of them nobody will ever know they're open. But I'm telling you right now, all over the United States of America, you were right when you said at the beginning of this segment, it's the pastors, it's God's men that have said enough is enough. Our people want to go to church. We're going back to church. And I know that my style might be making some people uncomfortable. I might be a little bit more vocal, a little bit more animated than some. That's fine. I respect their right to fight their battle their way. If they'll respect my right to fight my battle my way.
And I agree, Pastor. What they really hate is... Obviously, the New World Order is not atheist. They're satanic, and they hate this. So let's talk about the power of Christ. If you lead us in prayer to reopen America, reopen the world, stop the global collapse that will kill hundreds of millions, will you please do something they don't want us to do that the left absolutely hates? Can you call in the name of Jesus and pray with us here about reopening the planet?
I will do it right now. Let's pray. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name. We ask you, if you would, to please empower the Church of the Living God. You said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And Lord, if the gates of hell are not trying their best now to destroy and diminish the work of the living God, I don't know what else you could call it. And Lord, I know there are pastors right now, they're in limbo. They don't know whether to step over that line. They don't know whether to lead their church into a respectful and a safe reopening of their church and commit civil disobedience, or they don't know whether they just need to hang back and let the health departments tell them what to do. But God, I pray that this week that you would give the men of God, the Christians and churches all over this land, courage and boldness, and may they stand up with one voice like Moses did in the face of Pharaoh and said, let my people go. God has given us clear directions and clear instructions on how he wants us to worship him. May we have the strength and the courage of the Old Testament prophets. May we have the resolve. May we have the spirit-filled strength and courage of the Apostle Paul, John the Baptist, even Jesus Christ himself. Father, I pray that you would help us to be a beacon in a lost and dying world. And I pray, Lord, that people would recognize that the church is essential and what we do is essential. And the message that we preach of Jesus Christ and the death, burial, and resurrection of the risen Lamb is most definitely essential. And the broken homes and the broken lives that we minister to on a daily basis is essential. God, I pray that you would strengthen us, put up a hedge around about us, protect us from the sickness, Lord, this coronavirus. It's real. Lord, we can argue all day long about all the different statistics, but we know that people get sick. We know people die. And we pray that you'd protect us, allow us to be able to reopen our churches, help us to be able to stand for our constitutional freedoms, and may we be able to do it with your blessings and with your power. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Pastor, I have never felt the Spirit of God stronger, the Holy Ghost, but it's a different type of, it's really strong and really intense that we need, it's driving us to take action. Are you feeling that? Is your congregation feeling that?
Absolutely. And I'm telling you right now, I'm not doing what I'm doing because I planned it or orchestrated it. I never intended on tearing up that cease and desist paper. It was on my platform for me to refer to during the message that I preached on Wednesday night, which is on our church website and YouTube. It's called Religion Without Restriction. And that at the end of the message, I just had it in my hand. I was fed up with the government intrusion. I was tired of being manipulated.
Let's just say, you were following God's direction, the Holy Ghost.
I was. And anybody that's critical of that, they could take it up with God. But I did what I did. I'm not ashamed of it. And I'll do it again if God tells me to. But it's high time. Men of God, grow a backbone of this country, and let's lead our people out of bondage.
So they're threatening fines and all the rest of this. I believe this is going to make the church stronger. Because the more complacent, the more compliant the church comes, the more the system tries to dominate it. It has no jurisdiction over churches. You're not selling methamphetamine in there. And it's really illustrating to everybody. I'm seeing a great awakening, a great revival right now with announcements of forced inoculations and world government. I'm seeing a massive, not just religious and spiritual revival, but also politically. I think people now really know that the worst scenarios that Revelations warns us of are real and that it's actually being fulfilled. His Skype may have broken up. We'll see if it comes back on, but powerful information, ladies and gentlemen. They want you to worship their drag queen story time and their world government, their GMO, and worship Bill Gates and all this crap. Tell the pastor, thanks, you did a great job. That was perfect. I tell you, it's, look, people can make games about this all day, but I mean, God's real spirit, you're able, when you really get close to it, to see the future, to do so many things, and it's Pastor, we've only got a minute and a half left. In closing, this huge awakening, what would you call it right now?
I would call this the separating of the wheat and the tares. Right now, God's calling the church to rise up. We're going to find out here real soon who's real and who's not. We're going to find out who's playing games. We're going to find out who's just got a big dose of religion and who's got a real dose of born-again salvation experience. Men of God across this land, if they will just stand for what's right, let the chips fall where they lay. God has promised to protect the church. I'm not worried about getting a fine. I'm not worried about going to jail. I'm not worried about any of that.
You're just worried about not telling the truth. So why is this so strong? You're feeling it too. Like, have you ever felt the Spirit this strong?
You talking to me?
Yes, sir.
Brother, I live in this world. Our church is a powerhouse. We see
no, I know, but I'm saying I'm very close to God myself. I'm not, you know, on some mountain like I'm Moses, but I've never felt it so strong as it is right now. It's actually frightening.
Brother, I sit in my office and I weep. The power of God is so real right now in our church. Our people have risen up with boldness and courage like I haven't seen. I'm a fifth generation independent Baptist preacher, and I would like to think that my great-granddaddy that lived back in the 1800s would be proud of me. Standing up for what's right, standing up. It's coming up on Memorial Day, Alex. We're going to be celebrating people who died, who shed their blood so we can have freedoms. And it's, if we don't insist on our liberties and freedoms, and if we settle for permission, then I promise you, permission and restrictions is all we will ever have.
That's right. Beautifully said, Pastor. Hiding in plain view, Politico, the Associated Press, you name it, admit that a half a billion people, extra 500 million, are now at the subsistence starvation level on top of all the millions already starving because of the global lockdown. That is hundreds of times worse than all the deaths in the world caused by COVID-19. And the very people that cooked it up and gave it to the Chi-Coms at the World Health Organization with Bill Gates involved are now the ones running the operation to shut down society, create a depression, and forcibly inoculate everybody. This is insane. Ladies and gentlemen, if they succeed, it's over. You need to get prepared now. You need to get high-quality, storable food now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and you need to get politically active and challenge this verbally everywhere. Big Tech is trying to censor everyone right now and bully people into saying you can't even challenge verbally social distancing. This is beyond 1984. The tyranny of the dual order is here. Get prepared now and spread the word in the InfoWar. You are the Paul Revere's.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This isn't mumbo jumbo, ladies and gentlemen. Mumbo jumbo is going and getting a globalist degree or two and then being in a cult and only selling corruption and lies. That pastor earlier, you can tell, is a real deal. When he was praying, you know, I went into that space, and it wasn't on air, but I was, tears were streaming down my face, and my head pushed down. That's every knee will bend, every head will bow, because you enter that space, which I'm always in, but intensely, and your consciousness expands, your understanding expands, your discernment expands, but all you're doing in the presence of God, which is just opened up more, is cringing in ecstasy, but still cringing, and every knee bows, every knee bends, every head bows, because it's that powerful. And these globalists pick up a little bit of that, and they run from it. They're like, that's too incredible. It's like a man not being able to, you know, be around a woman that's so beautiful or so incredible, so they're intimidated by her. People are intimidated by some virtuoso, like Beethoven. People were mean to him. They didn't want to be around. They were freaked out by him. Well, imagine God's a trillion times that a trillion. And so they can't handle it. I mean, let me tell you, folks. I told you they were going to blow up the World Trade Center and blame it on Bin Laden. God gave me a vision. And that's the little added ingredient of InfoWars everybody knows about. It's not just that I know how to politically analyze all this stuff. I can get on my knees and go to that place. And then the problem is you're just in God's presence. You don't care that now you can actually see everything going on in the universe. Plugging directly into the source. And so the Bible talks about you get to that point, you just want to move on and be with God. But then you realize there's all these children and all these innocents that you've got to take with you. So you've got to stay in place. But then you got to watch all the Satanists tear people apart in front of you. And like you can tune in to what they're thinking, what they're doing. It's a nightmare, ladies and gentlemen. It's an absolute nightmare. But that's what God's got to do. Christ took on all the sins on the cross. Talk about bellying up to the bar, folks. Showing, hey, I can come up. I can take it all on. I can shrink myself down to your size psychically, and I will take it all on. Can you imagine that? So all you Satanists and occultists think you found the power and your esoteric knowledge and all your stuff. It's none of it's in the churches. None of it is in men. None of it is in all this stuff. It's in you with your relationship with God. Now, if you've got leaders and people that love you and can take you into that, that's great. And the enemy knows that, folks. And so they want to keep you away from that and the fulfillment and the true love that transcends what color you are, where you came from. And to the Satanist, every real church is like a light in the dark. And they don't want that there. They don't want to see themselves. They don't want to be in the presence of God. Like, I put my head down and my knee bends automatically because it's true. People think, like, why do people bow in prayer? Why do people get on their knees in prayer? That's because people that saw what was really happening, your head goes down, your knee goes down. So people go, oh, your head goes down, your knee goes down because you're getting the waterfall dumped on you, man. Boom! You like that? It's like, bam! And you're like, wow, that's a real thing right here, baby. There ain't nothing like it. I couldn't take the amount of this when I was like a little kid and had a connection to God. I would just weep. It was so intense. Now I can take it a little more, but then God goes, oh, you can take that? Here, take this. You're now ready to really see what this looks like? And I can now literally stare into the minds of the enemy. But and they know I can. That's why they hate me so much. But I'm like, God, please don't make me do it. Please don't make me stare. They're like, you're gonna do it. You're going to look right into them, and you're gonna explain it to people. So there's all the fakes in the universe, folks. You're not fake. I'm not fake. I know what the New World Order is going to do before they do it. But it turns me into a basket case to even get up here on air and tell you what they're going to pull next. Because it's like opening up a file. Just like you're a police detective. It's this file. It's horrible stuff. And I can open the files. And I'll be honest, I'm a coward. I like just, you know, I've always prayed to God for a long time. At least 27 years or so since I was about to go on air. I was like, God, can you find somebody else to do this? Like, I'm just here to talk about this. You know, somebody else will come take over, right? I was never trying to get the power. I was never trying to be the big swinging ding-dong. I was never trying to be the number one. I was just like, okay, I'm exposed this, and somebody else. And you sit there at that point, and you realize nobody else is going to stare this in the eyes. Nobody's come yet that's going to do it. I keep looking for it. I mean, you can look at Trump up there, what he's doing. You look at these pastors and the things they're doing, you know, they got a connection to God. They're good people. But I just want everybody to know something. The entity that is Satan is extremely real. And you need to know that. All right. And you need to really decide whether you want to be scared of the world and Satan or whether you want to go with God. Because God is not going to trick you and lie to you. God just gave you free will and made you. And just like you say, well, why would God do that? That's the Satanist always says, look at your sadistic God. Your God put you in the world like this. No, our fallen nature and Satan's behavior is what makes it like this. And that's the nature of the universe. When I've got four children. And by the grace of God, they're all good, loving people. But, you know, they're going to have their problems in their life. You can't create another entity with free will and then sit there and control what it does. We're not robots. And this is all about not being robots. You know, the Satanists in the New World Order, oh, they promise enlightenment and empowerment and God and his son Jesus are enslaving you with these rules. Those aren't rules. Those are protection. Those are just guidebooks because God cheats in a good way. God doesn't just put us into a free will universe and then leave us without the Spirit guiding us and the guidebook and the owner's manual. Because God, if God felt any sin, and God is not, is perfect, but it is the, you have free will if God is worried about it. It's like, I have to give you this free will because I want you to be strong, but I really want you to have the rules. Please read the rules. And if you just open up, I'll help you. But you've got to ask for God's help. And the enemy all day tells you there's no God when they are sacrificing kids and having sex with children to commit incredible crimes against God, to cut themselves off from God because the satanic force that they're connected to cannot pass the line. So they have to get down as deep and as bad as they can, hoping to make connection with this black hole that they are tied into. So again, you have to be ready to cross the line. And just commit to God and turn yourself over to God. And then the devil then knows, oh, well, you're with God now. I'm going to explain to you how you're not worthy, like a Pharisee does. How you aren't with God, how you sin, how you're not perfect, how you stumble. That's the next phase of that. Ignore it, ladies and gentlemen. Because when you look at people like Hillary Clinton or Lord Rothschild or the Rockefellers or any of these people, they have sold their souls. They have turned themselves over. And they're no longer human. They have given up their humanity and connected into something that's dead and gone. And that's all they can do is, I mean, run around and convince themselves that they're special and they're powerful. But you look at their high priestess and you look at Lord Rothschild, that's the guy that is at the, you know, right up with Bill Gates at the very top. And he's just pretending he's in charge. He's just pretending. David Rockefeller was just pretending. Because somebody that was really dialed in would come face to face with total consciousness and just go, I'm with this. Instead, you were given free will and decided to roll around in the dirt with rat excrement. And you decided to claw your way at humanity and try to take as many of us as you could with you. Well, guess what? Everything you've done to the innocents will be magnified against you a trillion times, and you know that. And I take no pleasure in that. But I want all the globalists and all their minions to know something. Hell is a place of your own making, and it's where you have all decided to resonate together and to come together, and that is a place beyond hell. In fact, you better hope the hell described by humans trying to interface with God and trying to describe what they were getting, you better hope that a lake of fire is all you get. That's nothing compared to being locked up with David Rockefeller and Lord Rothschild and Hillary Clinton for eternity. Eternity.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Some really important news here. We got another guest coming up this Friday. They're shutting us to take calls, but I'm so far. And I just, a lot of times I don't cover something because there's so many hundreds and in some cases thousands of data points. I wanted to like give you the data points so you can see instead of just telling you what I think's going on. But I think we've established that I know what I'm talking about. And so skipping past going through all the details, let me just try to say it this way. I knew Trump was going to win when I endorsed him back in 2015, the spiritual imprint, the thousands of data points, was just very clear that nothing could stand in his way. Because that's how the universe works, answering prayers. But then once the real battle began, we had to then carry it the rest of the way. God doesn't win the whole game for you. God will initiate things and end things. But in my experience, the in between of God initiating and God ending things, it's up to you. God gives it to you. And so I'll say this now. It's taken me weeks to say this. President Trump is going to lose the 2020 election. right now. Now, there's a chance to change the course, but right now he's going to lose for sure. That carbo monster is up there saying that fat ass is going to lose and all the rest of it. And that's because they've got the election fraud in. They're blocking everything. They've got targeted tens of millions of brainwashers to go knock on doors under PR company names, violating campaign finance law. Trump let the globalists censor everything. And unless Trump can get the Justice Department, if there's good people there, to indict some major globalists, and unless Trump goes on the offense and rolls up some of their main opposition right now, who are engaged in political crimes with the Chinese government, unless Trump does what he's supposed to and scares this outside globalist force to make them turn and run, Trump's going to lose. And I don't want that to happen for a lot of reasons. Obviously, if we get a Joe Biden, they're going to slip in a Hillary or a Cuomo or somebody in there. And then they admit that's the plan. And they've got, yeah, look at DrudgeReport.com. They've got Charlemagne the God or whatever. Man, if I started calling myself a God, I'd be really looking for light in this track. My head. It's not about bad luck, man. You ain't black if you back Trump. God almighty. So this is a real mess, folks. And, you know, the Lord works mysterious ways. Trump loses. All the Q-tards, everybody else out there that is, you know, lives in fantasy land, they'll probably say Trump was bad. Q took him out or something. But, I mean, I just sit here and I watch this, and I know what's going on. I know how surrounded the president is. And I know how dire the straits are. And I love the Q people. Most of them are wonderful people. A lot of the Q stuff's accurate and good. But, you know, the delusional stuff, I'll just sit back and watch the show. It's all fine. Well, if I had that attitude, we wouldn't even have Trump in office. No, you better be politically active. You better be involved. You better be waking people up right now because all the cards are on the table. All the chips are in. All the games are over. All right, let me hit some more of this news information. This goblin woman, this article broke yesterday after I got off air on Infowars.com. Left-wing columnist, I would vote for Biden if he boiled babies and ate them. Left-wing columnist Katha Pollitt has penned an article for The Nation in which she states that she would vote for Biden if he boiled babies and ate them. She goes on to say, I don't care if he's raped women. I don't care what he's done. He's better than Trump. So they're all about, oh, believe women, oh, this. But as it comes out, the guy's groping everybody publicly, has all these things going on. She just says it doesn't matter. But haven't we heard Governor Northam tell us we keep the babies alive and take their organs? We keep them comfortable. I mean, that's who these people are. Let's go ahead and hear from the governor.
Be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother.
All right, before this goblin woman, Trump just came out and said churches are essential. That's all we need is leadership. The left saying churches aren't essential. You stay closed. Well, here's Trump stating the sky is blue. Here it is.
These are places that hold our society together and keep our people united. The people are demanding to go to church and synagogue, go to their mosque. Many millions of Americans embrace worship as an essential part of life. The ministers, pastors, rabbis, imams, and other faith leaders will make sure that their congregations are safe as they gather and pray. I know them well. They love their congregations. They love their people. They don't want anything bad to happen to them or to anybody else. The governors need to do the right thing and allow these very important essential places of faith to open right now for this weekend. If they don't do it, I will override the governors. In America, we need more prayer, not less. Thank you very much.
My God. This is, you see, the rebellion is on, ladies and gentlemen. The real focus was the churches. The liquor stores and the topless bars, they're open, but not those damn churches. Oh, man. Let's go to this little piece that says it all, where I talk about how they want to kill babies, how their whole world's about. They made jokes about this 3 years ago. This Bon Iver did this takeoff on Alex Jones, but it's not a joke now. Here it is.
I'm angry. I've had enough of these people. They're a bunch of Christian murderers, scum. They're with giant death factories keeping babies alive. They're selling their body parts. What more do you need to know about these people? I go out and face these scum. They literally crawl out from under us. They have green looking skin. And they run around screaming, we love Satan, we want to eat babies. I have them on video.
I love babies, so cute.
I kill my kids.
Hillary's in the creepy, weird, sick stuff, man.
He came, he saw, he died.
She sleeps in the same room with that creepy, weird woman whose mother wears a hood over her head. That woman, number one, is ugly. Imagine how bad she smells, man. I'm told her and Obama just stink. Obama and Hillary both smell like sulfur.
There's a guy on the radio who apparently Trump's on his show frequently. He says, me and Hillary are demons. Said we smell like sulfur. Ain't that something?
I have never seen or smelled any woman like that, ever.
People are telling me she smells.
Who could not notice someone who smelled that badly?
I was watching Fox News as I worked out this morning, and they had the police chief on making excuses from that town of Minnesota. And they had the Fox News host, this is the Fair and Balanced channel, going, Donald Trump really stepped in at this time. He said it was a bombing before it had officially been called a bombing, and Hillary's on him, and she's got some really good points. All right, folks, I've got to end this hour. We're going to come back with another special guest in the next hour that interviewed Dershowitz. The forced inoculation statements. We've got a Memorial Day special going. That's the end of the last big sale. And five new items like Knockout and Brain Force Plus that are at 50% off. And that is what funds our operation. We have a lot of great T-shirts, a lot of great air filtration, water filtration, just really good things that make everybody's lives better. They're all available at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Ultimate Krill Oil is still 50% off, though it's getting close to selling out. And a lot of other great items. DNA Force Plus. If you get one product, I'd say get X2 or X3 because they're both pretty much the same thing, a little bit different formula. Or the DNA. Because when I say DNA Force is the best, I go, well, maybe X2. Let's just say they're right up there. X2, X3, DNA Force, you need them all. Research why. Believe me. You think our information scares the globalists? These products are dynamite. DNA Force Plus for a limited time. About to end. 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. All right. Hour number three to infinity and beyond.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients. Employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of immunity. Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.